Hello there friends, welcome to another episode of Mathematics Simplified. I hope you all are learning mathematics by doing it. In the last episode, we discussed about some simple algebraic identities. If we just take a look at the identities like A plus B the whole square, it is equal to A square plus twice AB plus B square. So, today we are going to take a look at this equation because at the first look it is an equation. So, what do we say? Is it an equation or an identity? So, we are going to discuss today about the key differences between identities and equations. As we know, an equation has two expressions which are equal, and there is a sign or a symbol of equal to in between the two sides, that is the left hand side and the right hand side. So what makes an equation convert itself into an identity? We may have come across many equations and identities, and sometimes it is very difficult to actually distinguish between equations and identities. So it's a major question and challenge faced by the students as to how to determine whether something is an equation or an identity. So the main point here is that equations show equality under at least one condition. So equation is a mathematical statement that shows two expressions are equal under specific conditions. Equations are solved for the values of the variables therein. There may be one or more than one correct solution of the equation. In some cases, there are no solutions at all for the equations. Okay, no solution for an equation or a system of equation can also be a correct solution sometimes. So, identities are the expressions that are always equal to each other regardless of the values of the variables they contain. If there is an equation involving a variable x, it will be solved and it will provide either a unique solution or a value for x, or there may be more than one solution for x. An identity, on the other hand, is true for all the values of x. For example, if we have an equation, say 2x plus 6 is equal to 8. On transposing, we get 2x is equal to 2. That gives us the solution as x equal to 1. So this equation is true only when x is equal to 1 and no other value. On the other hand, the equation x plus 5 is equal to x is never true. X plus 5 is equal to x. It is never ever true because a number is never equal to 5 more than itself. So, this is an example of an equation where we have some solution and where we do not have any solution at all. On the other hand, the identity x square minus y square is equal to x plus y multiplied with the factor x minus y is true for all the real values of x and y. Similarly, x minus y the whole square is equal to x square minus twice xy plus y square is also true for all the real number values of x and y. So, equations show equality under certain conditions, while identities show equality under all the conditions. For an equation, there are solutions, that is the value of the variable for which the left hand side and the right hand side are equal. And there is no such concept of a solution in an identity. So some examples of equations are, say 3x plus 5 is equal to 14. When you solve this equation, you get the solution as x equal to 3. So this equation is not true for any other value of x. Similarly, suppose we have the equation x square minus x minus 2 equal to 0. We make the factors by splitting the middle term or solving the equation using the quadratic formula, and it provides us with two solutions, that is x equal to minus 1 or x equal to 2. So we have infinitely many more equations of different types which can be solved for the value of the variable. Identities, on the other hand, are true for all the values of the variable that are there. Like a plus b whole cube is equal to a cube plus b cube plus 3ab squared plus 3a squared b. It is true for all the real number values of a and b. Or sine square x plus cos square x is 1. A basic, very basic trigonometric identity. It is true for all the values of the angle x. There can be many more algebraic and trigonometric identities. Now, we know that the main difference between an equation and an identity is that while equations are solved for the variable and are conditional, identities are true for all the values of the variable. So I hope you will be able to differentiate between an equation and try to learn mathematical identities for algebra, trigonometry, etc., because they will make solving the problems much easier for you. So try and learn the identities, use them. As we always say, maths is learned by doing only. So keep on learning the identities, use them judiciously to do your math solve problems, and keep learning. It is going to be fun all the way, my dear friends. Keep on learning.